For all of you with green thumbs, when should a Christmas cactus bloom? Christmas. Well, tell that to mine. I have a couple that are blooming right now, and it's not Christmas. I'm sure I'm not fertilizing them correctly or at all, so that's more than likely the problem. But still, I've got some late bloomers. But you know what? Those plants continue to remind me that it's okay if we're late bloomers. Our timeline of events in life can look different than others. I need reminding of that daily because we tend to get it hardwired in our brain that we are up against some deadline of life or some measure of success that the world has led us to believe must define us. This is how it should look or be. And of course, social media doesn't help when it's a constant barrage of comparisons and highlight reels of all the things everyone else is accomplishing. So what truth should we hold dear when it comes to our own success or blooming in our life? How can we move past feeling like we've missed some opportunity or purpose simply based on our age, output, or season of life? Ecclesiastes 3:9. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. God has placed eternity in every human heart. It's a desire for something more, and it drives us. But the thing is, it can only be fulfilled by looking to and valuing eternal things above the fray and craziness of this life. That's why Colossians 3:2 tells us to set our minds on things above. If we get too focused on things of this life or striving for success in this life, we miss the purpose altogether. It's like my little late blooming cactus. It doesn't know it's blooming late. It's bringing beauty in the time it blooms. It doesn't matter the season. What matters is that it's not worried about any other cactus. It's simply being beautiful in its time. But how often are we frustrated when we feel like we've missed the boat or missed our season to bloom? In those moments, we must trust the bigger picture and the one who holds our purpose and time in his hands. Also, we might define what blooming really means. It's not a measure of success. It's a measure of maturity as a believer. Being faithful and stepping up to say yes to the Lord for such a time as we are called. I love throughout Scripture how God moves and works through his people in every season of life. Daniel was a teenager when carried into captivity, but was in his 70s when he was thrown into the lion's den. That's the faith-building moment we get to see. In Genesis, Sarah gave birth to Isaac when she was 90. Abraham was 100. Late bloomers in our eyes, yet right on time and beautiful in God's timing. Moses was 80 years old when God spoke to him through the burning bush and called him to free his people. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was most likely a young teenage girl when the angel Gabriel told her she would give birth to God's son. Over and over. You see, God's not concerned with an age or a timeline. He's not concerned with when you think you need to bloom or how you think it should look. He simply wants us to trust that he never wastes a minute of our life, and he is accomplishing his purposes in and through us as he does. It's beautiful to those around us. That's the truth. Set your eyes on things above. Allow your faith roots to grow deeper. Something beautiful will bloom, and when it does, it'll be right on time. I'm Lori Klein.